Let's just give a standing ovation for all the mothers. Come on, everybody. All the mothers. Let's give the mothers a standing ovation. To the mothers. Standing ovation to all the mothers. Hallelujah. Yes. Standing ovation to all the mothers. Amen. 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 Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Just so thankful for our mothers, mothers, grandmothers, godmothers, fairy godmothers, play mothers, mother-in-laws, stepmothers. I mean, all y'all are just amazing. Let's just give a little round of another hand clap for them, all of the mothers. You know, with the absence of the fathers, we owe you mothers so much. I mean, really, think about it. I mean, how many of us, well, you don't have to raise your hand, but how many of us were pretty much raised by our mothers, you know, just kind of like single-handedly? Don't be ashamed. It's all good. You know, I mean, our day is coming in June. We're trying to do better. I mean, the fathers, we're trying to do better. We're trying to catch up. It's just so few of us. But, you know, pray for us. Y'all mothers, pray for us. Amen? Amen. Pray for us that God will just bless us to do a better job. Not going to be long. Let me just say a couple of things. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to do something different today. I'm going to give you the Monday morning moment first. But let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for this time together. We thank you, Lord, for our mothers, our grandmothers, our mother-in-laws, our stepmothers, all the mothers that are here, Lord, the godmothers, everyone that have contributed and played a part in our lives, Lord, in rearing us, raising us, training us, teaching us, inspiring us, influencing us. We ask you to bless them, Lord. Bless us this day as we give you praise. Lord, this day, Lord, may you be glorified. And may your people be edified. We're so grateful. We're so thankful. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Glad Tim is here from the Cayman Islands. Tim. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Thank you for preaching last week, too, Tim. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I just want to just say this. And Mark sent this now, so I meant to say it earlier. We just want to... You know, we have some bathroom issues in terms of space. So if you need to use the facilities, don't wait until the sermons are out. I'm okay with people moving around because we don't want to have a line or pile up at the door. So we want to just make sure that this restroom right here that says men, this is a unisex restroom. Anyone can use it, ladies or men. Just please lock the door when you go in. And the other ladies restroom is just ladies only. So we're going to try to work it out where we have more restroom time. So feel free to use the restroom during, before, after the message and the singing, just so that we don't have a pile up or we have a situation where we don't have access to the facility. So just want to just make that quick announcement. Just a few words. Just so glad to be home, glad to be back, ministering, worshiping with everybody. Thank you all for your prayers for our travels, and we appreciate the Lord's traveling mercies. So let me just read this in Genesis 13, and we'll let you go. Genesis 13, chapter 8, and here's what it says. Finally, Abraham said to Lot, let's not allow this conflict to come between us. Boy, I could just stop right there. I mean, that is a mouthful, but I'll move on. Let us not allow this conflict to come between us or our herdsmen. After all, we are close relatives. I want you to drop down to verse 11 of Genesis 13, and it says, Lot chose for himself the whole Jordan Valley to the east of them. He went there with his flocks and servants and parted company with his uncle Abram. So Abram settled in the land of Canaan, and Lot moved his tents to a place near Sodom and settled among the cities of the plain. But the people of this area were extremely wicked and constantly sinned against the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. And you know what? I would normally give some background, but I'm just going to just cut right to the chase. I'm going to give the Monday morning moment first. Here's what the Monday morning moment is, because this kind of is the text. Lot had said, I will take. God said to Abraham, I will give. What a contrast there. Lot said, I will take. So Abraham and his people, Abraham and Lot's people were fighting. Abraham said, you know, let's not fall out. We're relatives. You're like a son to me. In fact, by the way, God told Abraham to go by himself. This was just supposed to be him and Sarah, their servants, their cattle, their crops. He took Lot. Now, I don't know if he took Lot because he felt, well, God made this promise, and Lot's the only one I got. He's married. He got daughters. Maybe somehow the Lord's going to work his inheritance and legacy through Lot. Maybe he just liked Lot because he was a great nephew. Maybe he took Lot because he just felt like it was okay to bring along a relative to help out with everything. I don't know. The Bible doesn't say, and I won't speculate, but I will say this. The Bible is clear on one thing. Abraham was supposed to go by himself. And some of the problems that we're reading about here in chapter 13 could have been a result of Abraham took matters into his own hand, much like he did with Hagar. And he jumped the gun on Hagar. I think personally he jumped the gun on Lot. And this is the reason, because this conflict, when God is working, let me just tell you this, here's a little lesson within a lesson. When God is working in your life, when God is doing things, there's no conflict, there's no confusion, there's no dissension, and there's no division. When God is up in the mix, things are going to work out right. When God is in it, the devil won't have any part of it. When God is in it, things work well. There's no strife, there's no animosity, there's no division. Lot shouldn't have been there, in my opinion. And you know, furthermore, I'll double it by saying, you see where Lot went afterwards? He went to Sodom and Gomorrah. Bad things happen. He almost lost his life. He lost his wife. He basically lost his daughters because they plied him with alcohol and seduced him and committed incest. So he basically lost his family. He lost everything. He was a judge there. He was in charge, had some responsibility at the gate. He was part of the cities of the plain. He was moving up politically. And it all came tumbling down because it wasn't, in my humble opinion, it wasn't what God wanted. And furthermore, Lot went away from the purpose or the person that God gave the plan to. God didn't give the plan or the promise to Lot. He gave it to Abraham. Stick with the guy that got the plan. Stick with the person that God has given the revelation to, the one that God is working with. We want to stick with people that have a relationship. That's why I love this thing about what we talked about today and about our mothers and stuff. The Lord wants us to be with the person that he's given instruction and direction to. Lot was supposed to follow Abraham. Stay close to Abraham. If you have an accountability partner, if you have a prayer partner, if you have someone that you're working with, that you're growing with, a spiritual mentor, someone that can help influence and develop and encourage you and support you, stick with that person. Let's unite. Let's make partnerships, fellowships with people that are on the same boat, have the same mind, going the same direction. Lot messed up. Almost cost him. He barely got out of Sodom alive. And if you go back and look at the account, the angel had to drag him out. I was looking for somebody to drag. I wasn't going to drag Sister Lillian, but I was looking for somebody to say, you know, Angel had to get him and say, man, come on up out of here. Thank you, Rod. Rod's just in a good place. But he had to almost drag him out. I don't want to listen. I don't want to be in a position where God has to punish me or drag me out or send angels to get me right because I'm too hard-headed and too stiff-necked and too stubborn to listen. Boy, oh boy, all because he left the man with the plan. Abraham had the plan. Isaac didn't get the plan. Jacob didn't get the plan, not firsthand. Lot certainly didn't get the plan. God gave it to Abraham. Amen? So that's lesson number one. Here's lesson number two. Don't trust your feelings. I put in my notes, I said, don't always trust what you feel. What you feel can change with the weather. Right? Oh, y'all know I'm telling the truth. When it's an overcast day, cloudy, cold, foggy, rainy, you know it has an impact on your mood, right? Don't try to say you feel the same way when it's 75 and sunny than you do when it's 47 and cloudy and overcast, right? The honest people are saying yes. The rest of y'all are just saying like, I don't know, I'm okay with it. But I'm telling you, it has a mood, has an effect on our mood. Don't trust your feelings. Here's why I said that. Lot felt it was a good idea to move on. Even though Abraham had said, why don't we separate because our people are fighting, he could have said, you know what, Uncle Abe, I'm going to get my people together and we're going to get on the right attitude and get on the right attitude or bright plane and work together. We're not going to leave you. God gave you this vision. He gave you this mission. We're down with it. He didn't do that. He wanted to, in my humble opinion, he was given this choice and he felt like, I'm going to seize this opportunity and I'm out of here. I put down what Proverbs says in Proverbs chapter 3. Don't trust your feelings. This is me. I'm saying don't trust your feelings because your feelings are flighty. Your feelings are sketchy. Your feelings are volatile. Trust in the Lord. Here's what the Bible says in Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, right? Don't lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct. The King James Version says he will direct your path. The NLT says he will make your path straight. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Amen? Amen. You may feel like something is a good idea, but there's a difference between a good idea and a God idea. I don't want just a good idea. I want to make sure that what I'm doing, I'm on board with God, and I'm making this a God idea. I'm following him. I'm trusting him. I'm believing him. I'm not leaning to my own understanding. I may think this looks good. It may sound good. It may resonate in my spirit, but it still may be wrong if God isn't endorsing that idea. We want to be on board with what God says. Obedience is, as Samuel learned and he shared with Saul, better than sacrifice. There's no substitute for obedience, right? My last point. Don't always trust your feelings and don't always trust your sight. Don't believe everything you see. Sometimes things look good to the eyes, but they're not good. They're not a good idea overall, right? The Bible says that we should walk by what? By faith, not by what? Sight. Because our eyes can deceive us. Can look good, but it may not be good. She might be a pretty girl, guys, but you better look the other way because she may have bad news for you. Same for you guys. Same for you girls. You may look at a guy and say, oh, man, that's like a great guy. This guy could just be nothing but bad news. Amen? Amen. Everything that looks good isn't always good. Every car that looks nice and shiny and as bright and as red, and you say, oh man, that is my dream car. And this bad boy is a lemon. It stays in the shop. You pour tons and tons of money in it because it looked good on the outside. You didn't look under the hood. You didn't kick the tires. You didn't get an inspection. You just said, it looks good to my eyes. Right? Don't always trust what you see. I love what the Bible says in 1 John 2. It says, don't love the things in the world. If anyone loves the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For in the world is the lust of the flesh. And watch this one, this second one. And the lust of the eyes. It may look good, but it may not be good. And the pride of life. Those three things constitute pretty much all the sin that is in the world. I'm going to just stop right there because I want that to sink in. I want you to remember those points about Lot. He trusted his feelings betrayed him. He trusted his eyes deceived him. That's a good lesson for us. Now, Lot was a righteous man. If you read about it, dude is in the hall of faith. It doesn't get any better than that. If you get your name in Hebrews 11, you have arrived. You hear me? Anybody's name in Hebrews 11? Not actually. Lot's name is in Hebrews 11, and the Bible refers to him as that righteous man. So he got it together. We are not without hope, right? God forgives. God gives us a clean slate. He gives us a clean start. But Lot was wrong right here. And I pray that he learned the lessons that we're trying to learn today. Don't trust your feelings. Don't trust your eyes. Don't trust your senses. Trust the word of the Lord. Trust the spirit of the Lord that's in you. He gave us his Holy Spirit to listen, to lead and guide us in all truth, and to equip us with the knowledge to do what is pleasing in his sight. Yes. Amen. Yes, amen. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for this message. We thank you for this day, Mother's Day 2024. We ask the Lord that you just energize us with your word. Help us to be people of your word, to trust you, to trust what you've said. May your word change our thinking. May your word modify our decision-making. May you inform us by your word, and we trust and believe you and stand on your promises, knowing that none of them, not one jot or tittle, not one word will fail, because your word is true. We can count on you. You don't fail and you don't lie. We honor and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless you.